When Sam Small joined the regiment, he was nobbut a raw recruit, and they marched him away one wintry day, his musket course to shoot. They woke him up at the crack of dawn with many a nudge and shake. He were dreaming that sergeant had broke his neck, and he didn't want to wake. Lieutenant Bird came on parade and chided the lads for mooning. He talked in a voice like a pound of plums. His tonsils needed pruning.
"Move to the right by force,"
he said, crisp-like but most severe. But Sam didn't know his right from his left, so pretended he didn't hear. Said Lieutenant,
"Sergeant, take that man's name."
The sergeant took out his pencil. He were getting ashamed of taking Sam's name and were thinking of cutting a stencil. Sam carried a musket, a knapsack and coat, spur boots that he'd managed to wangle, a hatchet, a spade. In fact, as Sam said, he'd got everything bar kitchen mangle.
"March easy, men,"
Lieutenant cried as the musket range grew near. "March easy, me blushing Aunt Fanny," said Sam. "What a chance with all this here." When they told him to fire at 500 yards, Sam nearly had a fit. For a 6-foot wall or the Albert Hall, for all he were likely to hit. He had fitted a cork in his musket end to keep his powder dry, and he didn't remember to take it out the first time he let fly. His gun went off with a kind of pop. Where his bullet went, no one knew. But next day they spoke of a tinker's moke being killed by a cork near Crewe. At 300 yards, Sam shut his eyes and took a careful aim. He failed to score, but the marker swore and walked away quite lame. At 200 yards, Sam fired so wild that the sergeant feared for his skin, and the lads all cleared into the neighbouring field and started to dig themselves in. "Oh, sergeant, I hear a scraping noise," said Sam. "What can it be?" The noise that he heard were Lieutenant Bird, who were climbing the nearest tree. "Oh, sergeant," said Sam, "I've hit the bull. What price my shooting now?" Said the sergeant, "A bull, you gormless fool. Yon isn't a bull, it's a cow." At 50 yards, his musket kicked and went off with a noise like a blizzard. And down came a crow, looking fair surprised, with his ramrod through its gizzard. As he loaded his musket to fire again, said the sergeant, "Don't waste shot. You'd best fix bayonets and charge, my lad. It's the only chance you've got." Sam kept loading his gun while the sergeant spoke, till the bullets peeped out at the muzzle. When all of a sudden it went off bang. What made it go off were a puzzle. The bullets flew out in a kind of spray, and everything round got peppered. When they counted his score, he'd got 8 bullseyes, 4 magpies, 2 lambs and a shepherd. And the sergeant for this got a DCM, and the colonel an OBE. Lieutenant Baird got a DSO, and Sam got 5 days CB.